Guys, don't tell anybody.
Chaim
and Sam are listening. Okay, here we go. Let's go back to Rav Kook. Yeah, we never really left him. It's good not to leave Rav Kook. This was my gateway drug. You know, even though everybody's gateway drug for a lot of people is Nesiva Shalom. Mm-hmm. It's like that was my first gateway drug. Gateway drugs. Dak, you know about that?
Cook was your first
drug? Marijuana gateway? Leading to cocaine or something.
Right? Yeah, read it.
Cook is not
so
a...
So, Doc, in our way, it's learning a little Hasidus leads you to Kabbalah. Right? Oh. So it's like the gateway drug into, you know, into the cocaine.
This was your gateway? Rav Kook?
Rav Kook was my gateway into level two.
That's like a...
When I was learning somewhere else.
And then I came. Don't say it. No, don't
and
say
I
it.
Came.
You made the mistake.
And then I came.
What's a 5 minute walk? We're gonna have to restart this year now. I'm like,
no, I don't care. And then I came. And then I came to the 8 o'clock shir Friday. Rav Kook was and he was doing Rav Kook Oros HaTorah.
Yeah,
and it was like the great. Perfect time. And he was learning Derech HaLimud. It was one of the probably four or five. Game over. It was life. It was just a different. It was a different world.
Yeah.
What he exposed. What he said. I said that was it. That was my gateway to the next. Mm. It's not Kedai. If you could. It is Kedai on Shabbos, right? There's an Indian on Shabbos. People don't learn Zohar during the week, but on Shabbos, it's Kedai to read the words. You don't understand it. There's an Indian. There's a Zohar. There's a light. There's an Indian too. I think I'm going to add. It's a little crazy. It's not compared to Zohar, but to even to read the words of Rav Kook, you have no idea what he's talking about, probably. But there's a certain way of the Lashon, the certain words he uses. It's Kedai. Maybe one time I'll just read you the words. I won't even translate. You'll be like, whoa, what's he saying? That's what you're going to do.
I know. Even like, Rebbe says that he struggles sometimes with...
Yeah. I piggyback off that. So I always say, if Rebbe's saying he's struggling, which means he'll get 95%, then I'm struggling. So I'm hoping to get like 52%.
So we're basically scraping like 5.
Yeah. Sometimes, but it's so Kedai.
But the 5% is... concentrated.
Sometimes you don't even understand it when you're explaining to us and feeding it to us. So,
well, then you should ask.
Kosher cane.
Like yesterday, sure. Okay, here we go. So you were telling me yesterday, very interesting, this Indian, again, everything's deep by him. It's not just information. You have to open up your head and your heart. Just like almost feel the words he's saying as well. Is that Krumzul is b'nei adam, those who are mezalzel in tefillah, the reason is because their whole perspective of this world is that it's all bottom line. It's all about what actually happened, what didn't happen. Whereas the truth is, it's about the choices you make. It's about the bechira. It's not about what actually happens, because you could be bocher batov, you could choose good, and a kodesh baruch decides that what you felt is good is not happening. That doesn't mean you're in trouble. That doesn't mean it was bad. It just means he decided it's just not going to happen.
Well, he's running the world.
You know? Yeah, simple as that. Right? If we all just believe that so simply. But the choices is what elevates the person overall. Constantly making the same choices, good choices. The nisyonos of life is when you choose good. It doesn't go the way you wanted. And you're like, oh, I'm not choosing this anymore because it didn't go the way I wanted. Which is the total antithesis, which is the exact nisyon of bechira. Right? When you're given bechira, you're given choice. You have two major choices and then everything else is a subcategory. Do you choose HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or do you not choose HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Every detailed decision is going to come back to one of those. Mm. Right?
It's funny.
You can't choose anything. Well, was that aligned with the mission statement of choosing God or not? Simple as that. So if you continually pick the good, and even when things don't go the way you expected, wanted, but you say, okay, Alpha Pecan, I'm still going to choose the good. Now you start to go, Berumo Shalolam. Mm-hmm. And tefillah is tefillah, if you keep making the choices of tefillah. I think that which tefillah talks about, connecting even all your bakashas back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're making the right choices. Right? To even ask a bakasha for something that you need, but to connect it to Emunah and Bitachon, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, to Bittul, You're now making the right choices.
Meaning not just in the time you're davening, but throughout your whole day.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's what...
Yeah. But the headquarters is tefillah, of course. That's where we learn. Yes. So we finished... So we're on the page you have, okay? This left column. We left off. It's the left column. The second paragraph of the top left. So it's right after Le'el 2. First one in line is B'yoser. You see that? Over here. B'yoser. Okay. Right here, everybody got it?
What's the first one?
Ubioser.
That's assuming we got the first part.
Yeah, ubioser means more than what we just said, assuming we got that right. So he did quote a pasuk right at the end, and this pasuk was really quoted in the Gemara. But this pasuk of Krumzul is B'nai Adam, that there are those things that are at the Rumo Shalom, at the height of the world, the other Mezalzel, is the second half of a pasuk. What's the first half? Saviv Rishon Yisalecha. That the Rishon are draying around the outside, whether it's the outside of Shul.
Circle.
That's what we learned last week. And then those people, those Rishon, are missing the boat when it comes to Tefillah. Right? Sov Risham Yisalechu, and they're drawing around the shuls, they're not going inside. Shtei Rishuyos, or all that other stuff. That was last week. And then these are the same people who are Mezalzel and Tefillah. Because these people don't get it. Like, they think that Tefillah is a gumball machine. That's what it is. And therefore, it's also Shtei Rishuyos, and if I can do it outside, what do I need Tzibur? What do I need Tzibur for? What do I need to gather? I just want to get what I want to get. They're those people who only down the Tzibur because they heard that, right? We even saw already that tefillah, your tefillahs are always answered when you're with the tzibur. So I was like, well, I want $1 million. I have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's the one who gives it to me. So I should also down with the tzibur because that's like another like convincing move, you know, to manipulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me what I want. Even though when's the last time $1 million, you know, fell into your pocket? That's why they're resolved on tefillah, because that's not what the inyan is. So be Yosir Muvenis. In a deeper way, it's understood this concept, Tevis Saviv. The word Saviv, to go around and around. Api Divrei Ha'ari, based on the Arizal, we once learned, Bechilik Shebein Hanhag is the Yosher Le'igul. There's the Yosher Le'igul in the straight lines and the circles in this world. Api Masha B'yarno B'oha Mekubalim. The Mekubalim explain, based on the Arizal. That the igul and the circles are a hint to the way that a Kaddish Baruch Hu manhig the world, this reality, teva, the nature, right? The sun rising, the wind blowing, all the acts of nature, earthquakes, solar eclipses, the hanhagis at teva, which a Kaddish Baruch Hu, he put the codes in, and he pushes enter every day, his codes, and he pushes enter every single day. That is called igulim. That you can't change. You could daven all you want. Please make it sunny today. Please make it sunny today. He'll make it sunny if he wants. It's not up to you. It might be sunny, you know. And we should hope. But you can't change teva.
Does that mean the person can't daven for something that can't be changed?
It might be a silly thing. It might be a silly thing to daven that the teva changes.
Right.
We just
get to know what teva is also then.
It's true because the Ramban says there's no such thing as teva, it's all nes. But yeah, to daven, to put your kochas into davening that it should be sunny today and not rainy. Because having an outdoor bar mitzvah, it's going to be a losing proposition. If it's sunny, great. But if it's not, it's, God, I can't believe you did this to me. Can't believe you did this. Well, that's mahalo.
Huh? You can say that about anything, though.
Maybe. Let's not go there right now.
Okay.
Alderach ein meruba bebrius, like we learned already, that there's no squares in creation. Show me something in creation that's a square. The earth is a square. There's no squares. Earth, planets, circles, sun, moon, squares.
It's only made by men.
What?
Square.
Squares are only by men.
Yeah.
Because you have to cut away. You have to cut away at things to make a, right? Take a circle and you cut away the corners.
Right.
Now you can make a square out of that. But there's no look at flowers, circles. Everything's circles. Even a blade of grass is not, it's rounded. It's not up and then like, unless they mow the lawn, but, right? I think.
Yeah.
Everything's rounded.
And like a beehive.
It's the most efficient.
Beehive, like, corners. But, like, that's about it.
Are stars actually in the shape of a star, Agav?
I'm sorry.
No way, right?
No, it's like a globe. No?
It's a circle, right? Yeah.
Stars? Like actually, they're definitely not squares.
No, but they're actually circles. The shape of stars. Like, where did that come from?
They're ellipticals, maybe.
What does that mean?
It's like the world, huh?
That it's
circular?
Like a circle, sphere.
Yeah,
it's
got so.
A longer,
it's all circles. It's all igulim. It's all igulim.
It's
all igulim. And it sees the reality.
Because those
of the
are the
creation.
Most efficient shapes. Square is not an efficient.
Well, Kaddish Baruch Hu is pretty efficient, though.
It's no, efficient. That's
efficient
the point,
for
right?
Huh? It's efficient for stacking.
Yeah.
Right, and it's actually it's very difficult. It'll probably be very difficult to build a building that's
circle?
Circle. You don't see that. I mean, there are. There are. Yeah, yeah. That's why it's very difficult. Harder. Yeah, it's very difficult. Right, man, we make squares. We make squares. It's easier for us. We're like very boxy.
Yeah, we don't like our form or rectangular or square.
And we like to put each other into boxes also.
That's a problem. It's too boxy. Ooh. Our faces.
Imagine we had square faces.
Then we'd be like Flat Stanley. Going back
Flat
to book
Flat Stanley, yeah.
Yes. Flat Stanley?
Yeah.
Flat Top and BBIs.
Big fans.
Who?
Flat Top from Dick Tracy.
No.
Flat Top had the flat head.
You lost me.
BBIs.
All right. Yeah, whatever generation you're in, there's always the square guy. Vayosher, Vayosher, that counts, right? The Zigumen Yosher. Yosher is Hanhogosh al Piadrocha Nusaris. Now, Yosher is more where we, our Voda comes in. Man made stuff, right? Yosher, the straight lines, that's the Hanhogosh, that's all the Derecha Musar. She the Tachlis Shal Metzias, that's the Tachlis Metzias. Meaning, the nature swirls around us. We live within it. You can't change nature, but you can change yourself. Right, you can change yourself.
Well, that's the whole.
Can't change others.
That's, right. That's everything. That's everything we're doing. Al kein harishom himahalchem saviv. So look what he says. The rishoyim are draying around saviv because they're always just dabbling to change metzias. They always want to change what's already established. No, this is not the way that I like it. We should have it. It should always be sunny today. Hashem says, "What are you wasting your time for? What are you doing? Go get a job or something. You know, be square. They're dealing with all the circles. That's not going to work.
It's a chutzpah."
It's also, it's a chutzpah, and it's partially an Irish guy, because you can't change it. Kadosh Baruch Hu decides at the beginning of the year what the weather's going to be the whole year. That's it. Deal with it.
So how do you,
live to, it's about us. It's always like this in life. It's our reaction. It's our response to what's going on the outside. That's our vote. That's the Yosher. So he says, Ein lem hakaras ki im be'igulim. All they have hakaras in the igulim. That's what they was complaining. Beseder HaTivi. That's all they. That's all they know is Tevin. Velo yaskilu shna tachas ikaris hayosher. They don't even master. They don't understand that the ikar is in the yosher. That's about the avoda. Buddy, you actually have to be a good person.
The yosher, you said, is what we do, right?
Yeah.
Man, so why is the ikar?
But even in what we do, again, we have to know. In the yosher, is it about the bottom line? No.
So it's the kabbanis?
It's about the bechir batov. Even the yosher, our avoda, is never in. Actually, what you did, that's not up to you. Because whatever actually happens is also shtickle, igulim. Mm-hmm. It's totally out of our control. But up until the point of the gemar, the end of the maisa, that's hishtadlis, that's our avoda, our bechira, straight lines, that's up to us. And once you do yours, ani ma'amin b'mun shlema, ani mevatel atzmi.
We got a knock on the door, of course, who opens it.
And if he doesn't, you come back the next day and knock again.
Put a quarter in the meter.
Yeah, but I love the analogy to the gumball machine. That's great. I don't
know if that's mine or not, but it's a general.
But it's a great analogy.
Alkein krum zulus. Therefore, mizalz and betfil. They're these who are saviv, who are just going around in the igulim and trying to change reality. So they're mizalz ultimately in tefillah. Kilo yuchlo haven otsam erikav amisasa, because they can't even appreciate what tefillah really is. Tefillah is not about getting the things you want, it's about making the right choices. But if they're only living in a world of getting what you want, then mezalzel and
halim. Can you go into that more? What does that? What do you mean? What is it? How does tefillah? What does that mean? How tefillah is about making the right choices?
So I think we said. I think we tried. But that's what Cook was saying yesterday. Is that when he says well, tavas abechira?
Right, the bechira is the ikar.
If you live a life on tefillah, right? Let's say the struggle. Let's say shachar min chamar. Right, we have all the tefillahs, praising the Kaddish Baruch Hu, asking from Kaddish Baruch Hu, and thanking Kaddish Baruch Hu. If that becomes your way of connecting to Kaddish Baruch Hu, you're making the right choices. You're trying to make this
because you're making a decision to do that. To connect them like that in a real way, Ishma.
Yeah, but it doesn't just mean davening. It means again, tefillah is the beruma shel olam. That's meaning if we, all of our choices in life could be aligned with the Siddur, that'd be amazing. If those are our only choices, to praise him every day, to ask him for things, but only for the Rabbim, and if he wants to give it to us. And to thank him for everything. All of our choices, all of our day, everything we're doing was aligned to that. You're Baruma Shalom. But if you only care about asking for things to get what you want. You're ground level. You're just running around the ground your whole life. When you get, you're happy. And when you don't get,
you got to take everything that you're focused on from the shul and carry it with you the whole day.
Yeah. Hopefully, we should be zochet to even be to be it by be in it by
that. Less than an hour.
This is our goal. Let's go to the next piece here. So the second half, the second drush from this Gemara of Krum Zulus to Bnei Adam. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar. Damar Tavai, they both say, Kevin should start Adam Labrios if a person needs other people. And he's a little yitzlich. Probably because he's not trying. More he's not trying to make a parnasa, trying to make something of himself. He just relies on other people, really. He's not trying so hard. That kind of person, panav mishtanas kikron, his face turns different colors. Like the bird, remember? The bird that when the sun shines on it, changes colors. He's a little bit embarrassed, this person. And this is the second drasha. So if Cook wants to connect both together, he says, everything Rav Cook is teaching us, when he's teaching us, we learn a little bit about agadata. So you have an agadata here. It quotes a pasuk, krum zulus b'nei adam. Pasuk's hard to translate down. The Gemara then says, oh, Baruma Shalolam is talking about height of the world, tefillah. And then it brings a totally different drasha about needing people and being embarrassed. I mean, because with shaykhs, they have to each other. So either you could learn, it's two drashas. It's okay. You know, one pasuk has 70 meanings. So we're learning two drashas. Or you see Rav Kook, and for Zoha, we'll see Rav Nassim also, from the Breslover. They put them together. Yes, they each have their own main idea, but they do come into each other. So let's see. As he says, this drasha about needing people and being embarrassed has a lot to do with what we were just learning. To understand the preciousness, the value of tefillah, which for some people seems very zar. Zar means weird, foreign. Right? Classic person who davens, who grows up thinking that davening is like a gumball machine. Davening becomes a weird avoda. Because I've davened a million times with the gumballs and they just don't come. Once in a while, you get the black gumball. But I don't want the black gumball. I want the blues and the reds, you know? So no.
It's like the licorice.
Hey, that's what I was going for. There's no black gumball. Interesting, there's no black gumballs.
No?
You ever seen a black gumball?
I can't remember.
Not a big seller, I guess.
they do have
racist.
doesn't sell well. Doesn't sell. Aval kishiyavchen godel hatachlish amatzias bechira. But when one discerns and understands, like we've been talking about, the tachlis of the mitzias bechira, one appreciates the bechira of life and right the heshtadlis, not the end goal. One appreciates the choices made in the right direction, whether or not it comes out the way you want or expect. Just constantly making the right choices.
Do it.
You could do this with a lot of words, but the word bechira is the shorash, of course, is bachar, right? So bechira is bachar yud kei. See that? A lot of words. It's fascinating. I don't understand the language, but you'll see this a lot of times. Like achal can be achila. Right? The word achal, food, could turn into achila. Eating, you have to add a yud kei. Bechira. You always add a Kaddish Baruch to it. There's also a lot of words you add a Vav K to it also. Mm-hmm. Achal could be Achluha. Okay, I'm not good at this, this language, but a lot of words to make it animated, you add a Yud K, sometimes you add a Vav K. Obviously. Right? So Kaddish Baruch was the one who's motivating everything, right? Letters are just letters without Elukus, without energy. Yeah, if you see in the languages, the Baal Shari Ora, Rav Yosef Giktilia. You've probably heard the Sefer Shari Ora. Rebbe's quoted it before. It's a Gevaldic Sefer. See, he has other Sfarim also besides Shari Ora. And he goes into the Panemius of Diktuk. And he shows how even Diktuk, like something like this, I don't know if I ever saw that from him, but how even the way that the language was built is based on going back to Yud Ks and Vav Ks and Elokos and everything. It's unbelievable.
That's great.
He said, I'll give you another one. I think they saw this from him. You know, the Gemara many times it says, "Bereishis Baruch Him Es Hashemayim Ve Es Haaretz."
Why two?
Right, not just two. You could use without the word "es" as an extra. Bereishis Baruch Elokim Shemayim Ve'Eretz. In the beginning, Shem created. What's "es" Hashemayim? What does it really add? Right, you can't say it's the word "the" because that's already the "ha" Shemayim. "Es" is just an extra word.
Makes it very specific.
The Gemara Darshans, right? There was the, you know, Shem Banu Musani who darshan all the "es" in Sheba Torah. All the "es," whatever. Every word "es" is "etzim" extra. So there could be something else learned in there. So there's drushes about what is this word "s"? There's another word, "ach." Ach b'chamisha asar. Ach is
aleph.
Aleph chaf. Chaf. It's a miyut. It's the whole back. "S" is to be marba something, and "ach" in the Gemara very often. Ach l'may ma. What's "ach" coming to be? Memai to come to minimize, take away. Mm-hmm. So the Rav Yosef Kiktili says, you see in the letters themselves, aleph to tav. S is aleph to tough. It's the whole thing we're trying to add. Ach is aleph to chaf. It's half the osios. We're holding something back. He goes through all these things. You see, it's nice. Mind-boggling.
Should have shit from Kibbutz Hatz, and he's in the middle. He's like darshaning word. He's like, I feel bad for everyone if you don't really understand the Hebrew language or Russian code. You lose that a lot on
the meanings of everything. The
beauty and
yeah, everything. For sure. Yeah. For sure. There's so much in the permutations of letters, not just gematrias, but also switching around the letters. All shroshim. If you have a word bachar, which is also the letters of cheref, which is also the word chibur, which is also the same letters as rachav to expand, they all come from the same bigger picture. You can darshan them all together in a real way, not just fluffy stuff. They have the same letters because they come from the same source. Ah, the letters are switched around, so it comes out differently, but they come from the same shorish. It's stuff's amazing. It's amazing. So when we understand that the tachas of the Metzius HaBechira, real what the tachas is of this world, making the proper choices again and again, and with that we in our inner world we raise up. Lo yipala be'einenu kol ha'etzes hagadol shehimtzi ha'adon yisparach. It won't be a wonder to us all of the etzes, piece of advice, big ones that are found that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us and He gives us. The pieces of the eights. So, for sure, but even non-Torah and mitzvah stuff. We'll see in a second. Kidei litein lo mayim latova. All the eights that we get, it's really brought out in the Sfarim about, to say it like this is silly, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like philosophy in this world, okay, that the Sfarim bring out for us, that brings us to a mayim latova. It brings to a good standing. He's going to give an example in a minute. And tefillah is like the head honcho of all of this. Davening, not davening to get. Just saying and connecting to the words of tefillah. Again, the praises, the hodas, the bakashas that are connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That itself is lahetav ezebechir hanoshes. It guides your bechira, how you should be in life. So we have to always look at the purpose and the good goal, the good ending, the goals that Bechira itself brings us to. Not, did you actually understand the Gemara today? Did you choose to come to Shir today? Did you? Imagine a guy doesn't understand anything, comes for 10 years, Pasha doesn't understand. Now, it could be he should switch Shirim, but let's say there's no other Shir. Let's just take away all other things. So should he choose to come or not choose to come?
That guy's a tzaddik.
He made the right choices. He comes every single day.
He puts his establishment. He's doing his establishment.
It gets very difficult because, like I said, he comes every day. He's choosing to come every day. Like, I don't get it. And if he depends all of his life on, did you get it, did you not get it?
He's a player.
Then you're going to...
He's cutting his teeth on trying to...
It sounds very easy when we're not, you know... When you're the one who's actually not understanding, it becomes difficult. But that's the voda, is to make the right choices. Don't care about what actually happens in one regard. And just parenthetically, if you're going to the same shir 1,000 times and there are other shirim and you probably could understand another one, you should make the better choice. Because even that's a choice. Don't go to this shir just because everybody's going to it. Go to the one that's better for you. Okay, and that's a better choice. We have to know what's considered a choice in this world and what's not considered a choice. It's right, to be Shomer Shabbos, that's ki'ilu. It's not a bechira anymore. You gotta keep Shabbos because we've been doing it for a long
Depends
time.
Depends on the person. Where
of course. I'm saying for us. I'm saying for us. Yeah. That's not a bechir by us. But it's the choice of, you know, how much extra davening, how much extra learning are you going to do on Shabbos? That's a bechir. Again, we have to know. But that's the tachlis. The bechir. And now he's going to turn into this Maimer Chazal, that the Shlemus of Bechira is when us creations, we choose to come to a Shlemus of perfection through Amul Kapeim, through our own work, not just relying on other people. When we put our kochas in, V'loy de nama de kisufa. Amad Kisuf is called the bread of embarrassment. It's a very big sugya. All of our Avodas Hashem, being in this world, why did Kodesh Baruch Hu put us in this world? Put us into Olam Haba. Because it's called the sugya called Amad Kisuf. It's the bread of embarrassment, the bread of shame. If everything that you, if you're just given everything on a silver platter, we don't take that. Everybody says that. You know, God, just give me all the money, I'll be happy. But you wouldn't be. You wouldn't be. A person wants to work on his stuff. Chaim, what was it again? He said something about kisufin once. Nama de kisufa. Nama zemuna? Was it something like that? Okay, whatever. Get back to you. Chaim had a nice thing on emuna de kisufa. You have to work on your emuna also. I think because we were talking about in the beginning of Bavavi that you have to work on your emuna. I mean, we were just handed emuna by our parents and our rebbeim. Most people. Those who had to come to it and they had to work on it, like Avraham Avinu, who didn't have parents that gave it to him, that's real emuna. It's a real emunah. It doesn't mean other ones. You're going to get schar for that. You'll be a good Jew. But if you wanted to be stark,
you could be a guy who grew up from it.
So emunah could be emunah de kisufa.
That's what I was about to shoot, right?
They're stronger than
certain level
because they're like Avraham Avinu. They worked on it. That's called the emunah de kisufa. It's the emunah of embarrassment. When it was just handed to you, and your whole life, you're just still living on that same emunah that was given to you in sixth grade, and you didn't work on it. It was just because you went to the the class and there's parsha and Hashem's there. Okay. You're a good Jew, obviously, but you personally are not going to be excited. You're not going to be jumping. Of course, sometimes you can. You can assume generally. So I remember Chaim said that. The emunah de kisufa, that's what he said. The emunah of embarrassment. You didn't work for it. So we know that in this world, it's built in. That people want to work for their stuff. We might want to work a little bit less. All right, we don't work as hard, but that's also our choice. And how hard we work is also our choice. We have a certain feeling. Look at the guy who's not working, just getting all the money. We look at him like a low-level guy. That's it. What did you do to get the company? You're just a kid. You're just a son. You didn't do anything. You didn't work hard for it. You didn't make yourself a keli for that light. Because this person always needs other people. Namad Ksuv, he just goes around for handouts all the time. So his face changes like a krum. The same person, it's the opposite. Of the tefillah. He's not making the proper choices. He's just living, not just he's living like this for sure, I'm just ground level. He's getting it handed to him. It's the lowest of the low. This is because the feeling, the inner feeling, that when a person just gets hanaf from another person, he goes around asking for tzedakah all day, even though he can get a job. That is neged the shlemus hametzias. That is not what a kodesh baruch hu wants. He wants you to work for it. He wants you to do something in this world. It doesn't have to be crazy. And even a person in Kola, let's say, who's being supported by other people, if he's actually learning hard, he's working for it. But a person who just loafs around all day and someone gives him, that's, what is that exactly? I don't know what that is. What are you doing? You have to do something. V'hashlemis hili haos lo ivach. The shlemis is through chewing and eating. Deep concept. Right? These people, they just shove the food down my throat. No, we have to chew and eat. You don't just swallow stuff. Chewing is an avoda. Chewing brings out the taste.
Right, it's the pleasure.
Chewing brings out the pleasure. We understand that there's a mitzias of life. You have to chew before you eat. You have to work before you get. Sometimes it's hard work. Nana me'amal nafsho, to get pleasure from the personal amelis, the personal avoda that we do. Alkein derushas kononios rabos l'kaim inyan abechira v'lefnos l'tov. Therefore, there's many preparations, many hachanas that person needs to do to make the right choices, to turn always to tova. It's not easy, but Kadesh Yavo ben Adam Tachlis on his Gov, that a person could come to this heightened state, which is again the Hatavas of Bechira. I'm pictures up.
This is a big, this is
that
a
was
big
a great therapy session.
Everything a cook says is so big. It takes a big sea out of the shine for us not to read the words.
Yeah.
I don't know if we did right. And to try to draw the concepts down, because he's always in the Elyonim. But so good. And no one speaks like this. No one speaks like
that's
this.
That's why he's such a...
Cooking, you know, cooking in
kick.
Give a kick.
Kick
in, it's like, so take a look at it. It's also cook is also 206 is gamacho, yeah, or with the call, oh, nice. Or 207. Okay,
but,
continue mission next week.
Yeah.